Ethiopia continues to face one of the worst droughts in recent history, and millions of its people are suffering from acute hunger. Back in December, the United States resumed aid shipments after previously suspending them due to concerns about theft. But starvation is still prevalent. Special correspondent Jack Hewson reports from the Tigray region in northern Ethiopia.
These might be the last days of Gebre Michael's life. After months of little or no food, he's starving. His stomach swollen from water retention that results from protein deficiency, skin stretched taut across his upper body, his heartbeat visible.
I have a hard time breathing. It gets worse each day. I'm also feeling sick in my kidney. I can't go to the toilet because everything I eat, I vomit out.
Gebre Michael is so acutely malnourished that his body is rejecting food. His wife, Gemba, grinds a few grains outside their home in Yitzhela district of northern Tigray province. This is all they have. After the rains failed to fall in August, the crops failed too. As climate change bites, Ethiopia's drought is the worst many here have ever experienced.
People here are just trying to forage the last grains and berries that they can get from this arid landscape. Food aid is beginning to arrive, but for some, it may be too late.
Millions face acute food insecurity in the region. Approximately 400 have reportedly died of starvation in Tigray and Amhara. Gebre Michael is dangerously close to becoming the next fatality.
There's nothing we can do about the pain. Our insides hurt.
The legacy of conflict visible across the region is also making the situation worse. The civil war that ended in November 2022 displaced 2.5 million. These people here in Yitzhela have fled ethnic persecution in contested Western Tigray. Among them was Desalegn Abadi Tafiri and his family.
I have so many problems. I lost my house, I lost everything. I have to beg. I ask people to help me for the sake of my babies. I ask people to support me until we get through this hard time. I used to go to local people before, but now I can't even go to them because they're also suffering themselves.
Despite this widespread suffering, in January, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was awarded the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's highest award for his contribution to rural and economic development. This for a leader accused of using starvation as a weapon of war as government forces laid siege to Tigray 2 years prior.
I am deeply honored and grateful to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization for recognizing Ethiopia's diligent efforts over the past 5 years in addressing food and nutrition security. I would like to emphasize my government's commitment to meeting zero hunger goals.
Zero hunger? That's the rhetoric. But in Tigray, the reality looks very different. Baby Lou was brought to Aida Hospital in Mekele by his mother, Alam Degafu Burhan, after she was unable to produce breast milk and he became dangerously underweight.
When I was pregnant, there were food shortages. When I got close to giving birth, I had so many problems. My breasts ran out of milk because I had no food.
Further down the ward are other children that developed hydrocephalus, the swelling of the brain with spinal fluid, a condition that can be caused by malnutrition in pregnant mothers. If nothing is done, Tigray could slide into famine. But using what's termed the F word is sensitive for the government and aid agencies alike. The memory of 1984 haunts Ethiopia when pictures of the devastating famine shocked the world. 40 years later, the death rates and numbers suffering severe acute malnutrition do not now meet the UN's technical famine definition. But for Rede Getachew, interim Tigrayan president, he's not interested in semantics.
You know, I see people dying because there is no food on their plate. No amount of technical obfuscation is going to convince me that this is not hunger. Whether the F word should be avoided at this point is overly academic as far as I'm concerned.
Tigray's hunger was exacerbated by the World Food Programme and USAID suspending food deliveries last March. The grain was being systematically stolen and sold on the black market, reportedly by both the federal and Tigrayan military. After changes to prevent theft, WFP resumed shipments in August and USAID in December. But according to Mr. Getachew, it's not enough.
The response is not adequate at all. The resumption of food aid only covers 20% of what used to be the humanitarian need in Tigray. I know the federal government for quite some time has been dragging its feet to come to terms with the reality on the ground.
And the reality remains bleak. Responding to PBS NewsHour in a written statement, the Ethiopian government said it was distributing $250 million in food aid and claimed that national wheat yields had increased dramatically since 2021. But there's little sign of this supposedly bumper crop in rural Tigray. For millions facing acute hunger, the words will ring hollow. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jack Hewson in northern Ethiopia.